Chapter 8. Renew your marvelous mind.
Meditation, contemplation, realization, a high vibration, transformation, communication, facilitation, stimulation, and dedication.
Now, with all that said, let's discuss how to renew your marvelous mind so that you are in perfect harmony with the amount of money you want. So you're magnetized to money. Say it. Let's start there. I am a magnet to money. Come on, you say it with me. I am a magnet to money. Listen to Michelle singing, "I am a magnet to money." Michelle, take it away.
I am a magnet to money. I now have more than I need. I am a magnet to money. Money, money loves me.
Now, Michelle's going to sing those lines three more times in a moment. I want you to turn the sound up and sing along with Michelle. That's right, you got to sing along with her. Don't worry about what you sound like. In fact, listen to me sing it first. I'll sing a cappella just to show you how brave I am. And after you hear me sing, you're going to think you sound like a rock star. I've been told time and time again not to do this, but here goes. I am a magnet to money. I now have more than I need. I am a magnet to money. Money, money loves Bob Proctor. Wow! Who loves you, baby? Now you can quit laughing because it's your turn. Okay, Michelle, take it away.
I am a magnet to money. I now have more than I need. I am a magnet to money. Money, money loves me. All right. Now what I want you to do is put your name after money, money loves. Sing out your name. Everybody, I want to hear you. Here we go. I am a magnet.
Well, I don't know about you, but Michelle, you can sure sing. Just wait until you see what that is doing for you. In fact, let's examine what is happening while you're singing along with Michelle. A transformation in your subconscious mind was beginning to take place. It probably wasn't noticeable. In fact, you'd have a very difficult time measuring it. Nevertheless, your subconscious mind was being transformed. That is what musivation is all about. The music, the instrumental, affects the right hemisphere of your brain. When you sing and think about the lyrics, and that's important that you do, the left hemisphere of your brain is also affected. This approach is called musivation. It stimulates the whole brain, both the right and the left hemisphere of the brain. Musivation has proved to be a highly effective approach to altering a person's subconscious conditioning, which in turn changes their life. Now, you think in pictures, and through constant spaced repetition, you are impressing the picture concepts the lyrics represent upon the subconscious mind. What I am about to say is extremely important. Your subconscious conditioning, or your paradigm, will determine your logic. What I'm going to be asking you to do will very likely appear totally illogical relative to your present paradigm. However, great improvements frequently, if not always, call for an almost total disregard to logic. Listen carefully. In 1899, Charles H. Duell said, "Everything that can be invented has been invented." He was the director of the United States Patent Office that year. Moving ahead, Robert Millikan in 1923 said, there is no likelihood man can ever tap the power of the atom. He won the Nobel Prize for Physics that year. Here's another beauty. In 1905, Grover Cleveland said, sensible and responsible women do not want to vote. Can you even imagine a United States president saying anything like that today? All of that was logical in the mind of the masses back around the turn of the century. It is sheer nonsense today. But it wasn't nonsense 100 years ago. Breakthroughs are made by violating logic. I want you to violate your logic. If you want to develop a prosperity consciousness, you must do what many consider to be totally illogical. That takes something special, and you have that something special. J. Paul Getty was one of the richest people who ever lived. Personally, I have received many valuable tips from his writings. Getty pointed out that all a person would need to make the transformation I am suggesting is an independent mind and an ounce of courage. You've got that. The good life is not difficult, but it sure is different. You are going to be amazed at how simple it is to make the transformation we are discussing. But remember, the idea of magnetizing yourself to money, becoming a magnet to money, is considered absolute insanity to the mind of the general population. That is why I previously emphasized the importance of the idea that our conditioned mind determines our logic. It is the conditioned mind of the general population which causes them to feel that it is a form of insanity to think that you could magnetize yourself to money. You must not let that stop you. Now, I'm going to paint a picture for you that will hopefully help you see this concept as I see it. I want this to make sense to you. Permit the image of a swimming pool, an Olympic-sized swimming pool, to flow onto the screen of your mind. Close your eyes and let the image of a large swimming pool fill your consciousness. In your mind, see yourself standing beside the pool in your bathing suit. You are standing on white tile, which is all around the edge of the pool. The water in the pool is very dark blue in color. Someone has obviously polluted the water with some kind of dye coloring. You most certainly will not go in for a swim today. As you stand there, a maintenance man walks over to explain what is happening. This is what you would hear. I'm sorry you are not able to go swimming today. Someone has dumped coloring into the pool overnight. The pool will probably be closed for a while. We have been working on the problem all day, although no one can see the result of our efforts yet. It is quite possible that you will not see any visible change in the color of the water for a few days. However, please understand, something is being done. The pool has an excellent filtering system. There is clean, clear, unpolluted water being pumped into the pool all day, and at the same time the dirty or polluted water is being drained from the pool. It is a slow process, but it is very effective. The clean, clear water is weakening the colored water, but because it is happening slowly, you are not able to detect the difference with your eye. But you know, if we just continue pumping clear, clean, unpolluted water in and continually drain the old polluted water, in time, the pool will be as clean and fresh as it once was, ready for swimming again. Believe me when I tell you this. Your marvelous mind was once clean and clear. Pure power and prosperity consciousness existed in your mind. Somehow, your subconscious mind has been polluted with limiting, negative poverty concepts. How the pollution got there is irrelevant. I could explain it and you would understand it. Your subconscious mind is much like the pool. You'll not see any visible change in a hurry. However, you know, if you continually pump in clean, pure, powerful, prosperous concepts, the old conditioning will be weakened. Ultimately, the truth will fill your consciousness. Your mind will be returned to its pure, prosperous state. Evidence of this will appear in your material world, your results. Yes, you will most certainly be openly rewarded for your faith. Believe, proceed, and succeed. To make certain that you move into the vibration that is in complete harmony with the abundant life, there are four concepts to which you have to give high priority. These four concepts must be firmly fixed in your subconscious mind. When that happens, doing what I'm about to suggest will be effortless because it will be a habit. Number one, you must begin every day with love in your heart and the attitude that your life has a new start. Number two, clearly understand there is always enough time to do what must be done. You must develop the proper perspective of time. You know that if you want something done, you should give it to the person who's busy. They make time. Literally. You will be that person. Yes, you will. Michelle is going to help you become that person. Number three, you will always have all the energy you will need to do anything you will ever want to do. No one gets energy. All the energy there ever was or ever will be is evenly present in all places at the same time. You are energy. You release energy. Desire is the triggering mechanism to release energy. You will become highly charged with energy when you and Michelle begin singing about energy. Number four, there's a law of vibration in the universe. Everything vibrates. The vibration you are in controls your actions, and it also controls what you are attracting into your life, what you are magnetized to. You only attract that which is in harmony with you. With all of these attitudes firmly fixed in your subconscious mind, you will move into the vibration which causes you to do great work and attract great rewards. You literally become a magnet to money. You will always attract more than you need. Since love is harmony or resonance, and you are in harmony with money, money will love you. It will flow freely to you, and it will be your obedient servant. You would do well to remember the advice of Lord Bacon that he gave to his son. He said, "Money is a good servant, but a bad master. Let money serve you." It's such a pleasure working with this lady. She's such a professional, and she's so multi-talented. Now, these songs deal with the four points that I've just mentioned. And although there are only a few lines written for each song, these songs are highly effective affirmations, and by doing what you're instructed to do, they will help you transform your life. They are all power lines, healthy attitudes. Michelle sings each line over and over again. Remember, repetition is the first law of learning. You cannot play this too often. Have it playing all of the time. When you're in your vehicle, sing along with Michelle and see what you sing. You will soon find that you have more energy, more time, every day will be special, and you will become a magnet to money. Permit me to caution you at this point. Understanding and acting on what I am about to say could conceivably be worth millions, yes, literally millions of dollars to you. Your old paradigm, which is your old conditioning, is going to attempt to prevent you from playing Michelle's singing. The old conditioning in your subconscious mind is in harmony with the people you are surrounded by. So they too will try and stop you from using Michelle's singing affirmations properly. I have already mentioned that your conditioned mind determines your logic. When your friends, relatives, and neighbors become aware of what you are doing, they're going to laugh at you. They're going to tell you you are crazy. They'll talk about you to others. Your conscious mind will begin to think, this doesn't make sense. This is totally illogical. You'll find yourself saying to yourself, I'm getting tired of listening to this over and over again anyway. It may possibly even begin to aggravate you. If or when all this happens, rejoice and know that you're on the right road to a prosperous future. Go back to the analogy of the pool with the dark blue polluted water. Let the image of the polluted pool represent your polluted conditioning. Conditioning that has kept you working hard for probably what is very little money. Take a look at most of the people you know. The people who will suggest listening to Michelle and singing along with her every day is silly. Where are those people financially? Most of them are probably losing. Understand their subconscious mind is probably polluted as well. Come with me mentally back to the pool. The pool of your conditioned subconscious mind. Let the songs and your emotional involvement with the powerful lyrics represent clean, clear water. Now I'm sure that you see that by impressing enough of this beautiful energy into or upon the polluted conditioning in your subconscious mind, over time, the pollution will be diluted. It will become weaker and weaker, and eventually it will be gone, replaced with powerful, happy, healthy, prosperous concepts. And you will be a strong, powerful magnet to money. Singing with Michelle affects your whole brain and makes you a more powerful magnet. Do what Michelle sings. Do it. Live her beautiful words this day and all of your todays. Sing it. See it. Do it. Sing it. Sing it loud and sing it long.